Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 12, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Zcash's electric coin company shifts to non-profit status following stockholder vote. UK crypto derivatives ban seen having limited effect on small market. Revamped crypto derivatives exchange CumeSet to fly in wake of BitMEX woes. Dollar dip meets hash rate boom. Five things to watch in Bitcoin this week. Now let's get started. Zcash's electric coin company shifts to non-profit status following stockholder vote. The technical firm behind privacy cryptocurrency Zcash, ZEC, is transitioning to a non-profit, called the Bootstrap Project, after a majority of shareholders elected to donate their holdings in the company. A majority of the investors and owners have informed us of their generous willingness to do this in support of our shared mission to empower everyone with economic freedom, the Electric Coin Company, ECC, said in a blog post. The stockholders' donation comes as international governments have looked increasingly askance at encryption-backed technologies such as privacy coins and wallets. The ECC will continue operating under the same business structure, with Bootstrap acting as an umbrella firm of sorts. Bootstrap will be helmed, at least initially, by the ECC's board of directors, Zcash creator and ECC CEO Zuko Wilcox said in a Friday phone interview. The Zcash network is maintained by the ECC, independent developers and the Zcash Foundation. A date for the ECC's donation to Bootstrap has not been specified, but is aimed for around the network's November hard fork, Canopy. The ECC has 24 investors, including Paradigm Capital co-founder Fred Ersom and venture capital firm Pantera Capital. See changes. Practically speaking, the donation will free up cash flows for the ECC, which has continued to operate in the red regardless of a 160% year-to-date increase in the price of ZEC. Under the Zcash Founders Agreement, the ECC receives 5% of miner revenue for developing the encryption tech backing the cryptocurrency. The ECC's portion of future mining revenues will increase to 7% under Canopy, as agreed upon in February's Zcash Improvement Proposal, ZIP 1014. Yet at a higher level, the donation will allow the ECC to more fully embrace a central plank in ZIP 1014, that of all future mining revenue furthering Zcash's potential as an asset, and not enriching founders or early investors. Those involved in the project's 2016 launch garnered 15% of mining revenue under the old scheme. Outside observers suggest the move may be in keeping with the progressive decentralization ethos designed to keep regulators at bay. Deal Ninja attorney Gabriel Shapiro told CoinDesk the ECC's shift to non-profit status was potentially preferable to the status quo model of having a non-US foundation and a US development company with unclear rules of engagement between them. Wilcox said the ECC transition to a non-profit was in alignment with the community's stipulations. Pantera Capital's Franklin Bai told CoinDesk in a phone call that the firm opted to donate its ECC shares because it was in the best interest of the Zcash community. It's less about the tax benefit, but more so about the community, he said. Bai further said Pantera has never sold any of its ZEC holdings. UK crypto derivatives ban seen having limited effect on small market. The UK Financial Conduct Authority's decision to ban individual investors from speculating on Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is likely to have a minimal impact, partly because the market is so small, according to analysts and industry executives who track the trading business. Some UK-based brokerages that had offered the crypto derivative products to retail traders could see a drop-off in revenue, though big cryptocurrency exchanges including Kraken say the impact is likely to be minimal. While UK individuals can still trade the actual cryptocurrencies, there may be some traders who will seek to skirt the rules by trading on offshore exchanges. The ban is set to take effect in January. Professional investors weren't barred from trading cryptocurrency derivatives partly because they have greater understanding of the risks and greater capacity to absorb potential investment losses, according to an FCA report this month. Those still keen on trading crypto derivatives will just find ways to open accounts in unaffected regions, Don Guo, CEO of Broctagon FinTech Group, told CoinDesk in an email. There is a stark risk that retail traders will simply trade on unregulated exchanges, which in fact puts them at more risk. Few UK-based retail investors trade crypto derivative products directly, according to Sui Chung, CEO of CF Benchmarks, which provides price indexes to exchanges including Chicago-based CME Group. Instead, they normally go through so-called contract for difference, CFD, providers, Chung said. Regulated brokers and exchanges that had offered crypto derivatives and exchange-traded notes, ETNs, to retail traders included the Kraken-owned crypto facilities, CMC Markets and IG Index. This has a very minimal impact on crypto facilities, a crypto facilities spokesperson told CoinDesk in an email. We anticipate no material impact resulting from the FCA announcement as these products form a very small part of our diversified and global business, IG Group told CoinDesk in a statement. The impacted revenue following the FCA restrictions would be less than 1% of IG Group's overall revenue. As recently as May, crypto made up 2.7% of IG Group's total revenue this year, of which the UK market was only 1% to 1.5%. According to a research note by Vivek Raja and Paul McGuinness, analysts from Shore Capital, on October 6. According to the note, crypto was within 18% of CMC Markets' total revenue as of March. Both CME Group and CMC Markets declined CoinDesk's request to comment on this topic. A research report released by the FCA on June 30 estimated that about 3.86% of the general population hold cryptocurrencies in the UK, with 12% of respondents saying they never monitor the prices of their cryptocurrencies. Consumers seem to treat cryptocurrencies as a form of speculation akin to gambling, rather than as a payment or investment, according to the report. A separate FCA report this month indicated that some 97% of comments submitted in connection with the rulemaking were opposed to the agency's proposed ban. With most of the bigger firms, whether that's Coinbase or Gemini, I think the majority of them aren't affected by it, Yang Li, the chief growth officer at Siglu, a UK-based cryptocurrency platform, said in an interview with CoinDesk. It was a niche product. A silver lining for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies might be that with more robust regulations on nascent digital asset markets might encourage more institutional investors to jump in. Any step toward a better defined regulatory framework serves to legitimize crypto as a mainstream investment for those institutions, said Dmitry Tokarev, CEO of London-based crypto custodian Copper, told CoinDesk via email. Revamped crypto derivatives exchange CumSat to fly in wake of BitMEX woes. The timing couldn't be better for regulation-focused trading platform Cum, which unveils a revamped set of services Monday. Even in its soft launch phase, the derivatives exchange has been mopping up customers in the wake of US charges against BitMEX. We've seen an uptick in users, with about 2,000 customer signups in the last week, Aditya Mishra, CEO of the Singapore-based Cum, said in an interview. In terms of specific trading volume, one guess we will really know in the next week or so. Nearly 30% of BitMEX Bitcoin balance has been withdrawn by customers since US regulators cracked down on the firm on October 1, according to Coinmetrics, with big players like Binance, Gemini and Kraken being the immediate beneficiaries. Having noticed the crypto derivatives space operated like the Wild West, Mishra said the clampdown by US regulators and federal prosecutors did not come as a huge surprise within the derivatives community. The goal for Cum, from back in January 2019 when it began being built, was to be regulation first, Mishra said. Our focus was to build out a high-performance crypto derivatives exchange, and have it sit under some sort of regulatory framework, he said. In the last year and a half or so, the market has obviously evolved, and there are several other derivatives participants that have emerged. Some of them are doing pretty well for themselves, but most operate in a fairly unregulated fashion. QUM, which is incorporated in Singapore, grew out of the sandbox of the Central Bank of Bahrain. In terms of Know Your Customer KYC and anti-money laundering AML compliance, a team including former employees of JP Morgan and Nomura drafted up a regulatory framework. In addition, QUM last week completed the integration of Berlin-based Fractal, which uses AI and runs photos of new users across KYC databases in their home jurisdictions. The derivatives platform does not offer its services to customers based in the US or retail customers in the UK. Just last week, the Financial Conduct Authority finalized its ban on crypto derivatives to retail customers based in Britain. DEX Hybrid. Thanks to the explosive growth of decentralized finance DeFi, firms like QUM are busy figuring out how to build bridges to a more decentralized trading experience, focusing on areas like custody. The platform, which previously raised $3.5 million with a cap table that includes DeFi darlings like Robert Leshner and Calvin Liu of Compound Finance, provides customers with a kind of hybrid offering that can operate like a decentralized exchange DEX. To this end, QUM teamed up with Hashflow, a protocol that helps platforms combine centralized order matching and trade execution with decentralized custody and post-trade settlement. To decentralize the entire trading experience is doable but kind of clunky, said Mishra, who claims to have struck a balance. He said QUM's centralized aspect has sub-millisecond latency and institutional-grade throughput of between 100,000 and 200,000 transactions per second. On the other hand, the DEX component is there thanks to Hashflow's second-layer protocol. So we can have two different sorts of customers, said Mishra. There is a certain type of user that really cares about decentralization and will only come and trade if they control their own keys. But then there is also the more traditional customer from India, for example, who just sees the volatility in the crypto markets, but doesn't necessarily want any exposure to crypto as such. Rather than focusing on the typical Asia markets, QUM is directing its attention towards fresh pastures in India, the Middle East and Africa, said Mishra. The company is poised to make inroads to the Indian crypto market, driven by the acquisition of Indian spot exchange Bitpolo back in August of this year. India is still a grey area for now, but my personal opinion is there should be a regulatory framework for crypto, especially given the size of the developer talent pool in the jurisdiction, said Mishra. Just look at the strides being made in China. I think it would be a travesty if India is kept out of this technology revolution. Dollar dip meets hash rate boom. Five things to watch in Bitcoin this week. Analysts warn that the US dollar could return to its 2018 lows as Bitcoin fundamentals steam to new records this week. Bitcoin BTC starts the week above $11,000 as fresh gains continue to hold as $12,000 next or will bears gain control. Cointelegraph takes five factors that could help decide whether this week is bullish or bearish for BTC price action. US election could send dollar back to 2018. Bitcoin remains sensitive to macro phenomena as Q4 continues, and the US election run-up could produce noticeable turbulence. The outcome of a Democratic win looks bleak for one macro indicator in particular, the US Dollar Currency Index, DXY, analysts say. In a report on October 12 quoted by Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs warned that Joe Biden entering the White House could spook markets in advance, driving DXY down to its lows from 2018. Bitcoin has historically seen strong inverse correlation with DXY, and fresh lows could thus be a boon for holders. In August, $12,500 highs for BTC, USD came in tandem with DXY dipping to just above 92 points. 2018 saw a dive to 89.4% lower than at present. In addition, the rollout of a coronavirus vaccine would serve to hinder, rather than help, dollar strength. The risks are skewed toward dollar weakness, and we see relatively low odds of the most dollar positive outcome, a win by Mr. Trump combined with a meaningful vaccine delay, Goldman strategists wrote. A blue wave U.S. election and favorable news on the vaccine timeline could return the trade-weighted dollar and DXY index to their 2018 lows. Last week, Cointelegraph reported an opinion that, regardless of who wins in November, safe havens will win thanks to the election result, with one analyst eyeing a $4,000 price target for gold. Europe battles Brexit and coronavirus. Regarding the coronavirus, fresh restrictions coming in across Europe are set to produce more economic concerns. With the second wave seemingly firmly underway, various countries are seeking to enact repeated lockdown-style measures this week. Amid the turmoil, last-minute Brexit negotiations are adding to the headache for the United Kingdom, with a deadline for reaching some form of consensus on exiting the European Union now just days away. In the US, politicians have still failed to agree on a new stimulus package, which Americans are eagerly anticipating after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin confirmed the issuance of a second $1,200 stimulus check. Despite the gloom, stocks are up, with S&P 500 futures gaining 0.25% prior to the open on Monday. Leading the way is China, where a weakening yuan and investors hopeful that an upcoming speech from President Xi Jinping will serve to entice more foreign investment. Hash rate high leads Bitcoin fundamentals. Not so gloomy are Bitcoin's network fundamentals this week. Depending on the metric used, hash rate hit new all-time highs over the weekend, suggesting that more computing power than ever is being dedicated to mining. According to data from monitoring resources BitInfo charts and blockchain, hash rate hit 155 exahashes per second AS. 130 AS marked a tenfold increase versus when BTC USD hit its record highs of $20,000 in December 2017. Hash rate is difficult to measure precisely, and different tools produce different results, but the trajectory is clear. Bitcoin miners are bullish. As Cointelegraph often reports, a popular theory suggests that highs in hash rate and jumps in network difficulty tend to produce Bitcoin price rises later on. The correct hash rate adjusted price for hashtag Bitcoin right now is approximately $32,000 per coin, Max Keiser, one of the theory's main proponents, commented last week. Once we get through this 2018 supply overhang and legacy exchange wash trading supply glut, we'll see new ATH. Difficulty has yet to show signs that it will follow the hash rate to new records in the short-term. Estimates on Monday showed that the next readjustment will be neither up nor down, just like the last. Sentiment consolidates. Investor sentiment is slowly firming up when it comes to Bitcoin, according to the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. Data from the market indicator shows that after August sparked warnings of overexuberance, a subsequent dip is now balancing. On Monday, the index was at 52, having passed the 50 mark for the first time since September 21 over the weekend. That puts investor sentiment in neutral territory, a relief compared to the extreme greed of August and the fear that followed. The index aims to show when a market sell-off is due, typically the closer its score gets to the top of its scale from 0 to 100. Volatility, market momentum and volume make up half of the weighted basket of factors which produce the score. We're going much higher. Lastly, despite few expecting its sudden push above $11,000, Bitcoin pundits are betting on further gains. As noted by Cointelegraph Markets analysts among others, the area around $11,000 previously formed a key area to break, with $10,800 acting as a pivot point which could propel the market higher once reclaimed. In the event, BTC USD took $10,800 and another important level, $11,150, in its stride, sealing daily and weekly closes above that level and closer to $11,400. This came despite a mixed bag of news, which included the arrest of senior executives at derivatives giant BitMEX. For some well-known names, the bullish mood is palpable. We're going much higher. You have been warned, researcher Vijay Boyapati tweeted on Sunday. Meanwhile, a survey from Cointelegraph Markets' Michal van de Papa saw over 60% of 4,000 respondents bet on $12,000 appearing before $10,700 below the pivot level. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.